BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. British members of Parliament have again failed to agree on alternative proposals to the government's Brexit strategy. They'd voted on four motions for leaving the EU. One to negotiate a customs union with the EU was only defeated by three votes. An amendment that would have kept the UK in the single market and the customs union was defeated by a wider margin. Its proponent, Nick Bowles, resigned from the governing Conservative Party following the vote. The president's office in Algeria has issued a statement saying the country's embattled leader, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, will resign before April the 28th, the last day of his current term in office. Mr. Bouteflika was forced to abandon his bid for a fifth term after a month of nationwide protests. The US Supreme Court has said that the country's constitution doesn't guarantee a painless death for prisoners facing execution. The court's five conservative judges ruled against a convicted murderer who'd argued that he shouldn't be executed by lethal injection because he suffers from a rare illness. The president of Uruguay, Tabaré Vázquez, has sacked his defence minister and four other commanders for allegedly covering up human rights abuses committed during military rule in the 1970s. Local media reported that Mr. Vázquez felt betrayed by his commanders. The party of the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is refusing to concede after election results in Istanbul and Ankara handed victory to opposition candidates. Mr. Erdogan's AK party is challenging the results and has spoken of irregularities. Venezuela's Supreme Court has requested that the opposition leader Juan Guaido be stripped of his parliamentary immunity. The court's request is expected to be approved by the government-controlled Constituent Assembly in the next few days. And that is the latest BBC News.